1845 LMHT LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100 in Sussex County containing 6.0576 acres, more or less. The property is located on the west side of Plantation Road, approximately 841 feet north of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. The 911 address is not available. The tax map is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 57.01. Staff would submit in for the record, a staff analysis and exhibit booklet, the results of the DelDOT service level evaluation, the applicant submitted an environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report. We also received comments from the Sussex Conservation District and the Sussex County Engineering Department and Utility Planning Division. We also received one letter. That letter said that they were planning on being here, that it is Mr. Peter Schott, that he lives in the development known as Wood Cove and is within 200 feet of the proposed change of zone. Yeah, I'm just reading. You sent it in. So that he's unclear what is being planned for the site, and we are not ready to file any kind of opposition. What they would look for, looking for some clarification. They have noticed an increase in traffic on the road, and people have discovered that Plantation Road can be an alternate onto Route 1. They also have three medical-related facilities built on the road, causing a further increase in traffic. That the applicant states that they believe the amount of traffic for whatever the development is used for could be as few as 50 cars a day, but a truth-to-staff traffic study could not be done because there is no indication of what could go there. If it is to be neighborhood business district and used for a strip mall, it is unrealistic to think that only 50 cars a day would be used the space. If there is an additional entrance is added to the site, it will slow traffic in both directions. And there's the piece abuts the EMT response center. So there's emergency vehicles with need to access Plantation Road. It is also next to land where snow geese land, providing locals a field of white. It also he also expresses concern about the more trees we take down, the more agricultural land we lose, and the more we pave over our grass once was. And there's an increase of chance in flooding, and they've already had several areas on Plantation Road which flood regularly. He just was looking to know what the use could be. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir. You want to state your name and address for the record?
Good evening, Mr. Ross. Welcome back. Gene Byard on behalf of the landowner, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company, and the applicant, LMHT LLC. With me tonight are Ring Lardner, the project engineer, and Nick Hammonds, one of the principals of the LLC. We'll try to move matters on along quickly. But to begin, I'd like to give you a short history about this property. It is the last piece or part of what was once a 40-acre J.G. Townsend farm on both sides of Plantation Road. In 2005, 31 acres, all of the land on the east side of Plantation Road, was sold and is now the Summercrest Residential Community, leaving 9 acres on the west side. In 2016, J.G. Townsend sold to Sussex County the 3 southernmost acres on the west side. That's now the new county paramedic station, leaving the 6 acres that's before you this evening. J.G. Townsend has determined that the 6 acres is not agriculturally viable in this transitioning area. Nick Hammonds will talk to you in a minute about what's been going on in terms of development activity on Plantation Road and Cedar Grove Road, and what this project is about. With that, I'd ask Ring to come forward. He's going to talk to you about the site and site conditions, briefly review the project booklet with you, talk about DelDOT's review to date of the application, and to present you a preliminary conceptual site plan. Ring, if you will.
Good evening. My name is Ring Lardner, a principal professional engineer with the firm Davis, Bowen & Friedel, Incorporated. Just to quickly walk through the presentation booklet, Exhibit 1 is just a brief description of the land use and zoning, land utilization, environmental features that exist on the project. Exhibit 2 is a collection of maps depicting various items regarding the property and surrounding area. On the screen right now is the current aerial photograph of the land. The property is currently not wooded. It is not located within a 100-year floodplain, and there are no known National Historic Registered Properties or archaeological sites on the property. We prepared an environmental assessment and public facilities report demonstrating compliance with Chapter 115 of the Sussex County Code, and that report could be found in Exhibit 3 of your booklet. On July 7, 2017, we submitted a service level evaluation request, and DOTA responded with a support facilities report on August 3, 2007, that a traffic impact study was not required for the rezoning application, and that a need for a traffic impact study would be determined upon filing a site plan should the rezoning be approved. And that report could be found in Exhibit 4. As this body generally realizes, with the rezoning, there's different uses. Different uses can generate different traffic. That's all determined by a wonderful book that the International Transportation Engineers puts together, or Institute of Transportation Engineers puts together. And then depending on the use, will determine the trips, and then DOTA, with their regulation, will determine if a traffic impact study is required and what that study will consist of. And that generally describes the site and the contents of the booklet. Some other items in the booklet is just a copy of the deed, a copy of the application, and I won't steal Mr. Byers' thunder on what the last exhibit contains.
You want to talk about your conceptual preliminary site plan?
A question that generally comes up is a conceptual site plan. So we put a conceptual site plan together. It's not been formally submitted to Sussex County nor DelDOT. Just there's always a question of what we could do. This sketch plan aligns the proposed entrance across from Summercrest, which is generally a requirement of DelDOT, at which point it kind of creates a T-intersection with a road going into the southeast direction to provide an interconnection to other lands of J.G. Townsend Jr. There are three buildings kind of northwest of that intersection. Just based on a retail basis, we provided parking to meet the retail requirements. As you'll notice, that there is no connection shown to this property. This property is in permanent land, agricultural land preservation, and thus right now can't be developed, which is why an interconnection is not provided at that point in time. The details of the site plan will forthcome again should this application be provided. It'll meet the county requirements and all the other agencies having jurisdiction on a site plan review.
If you don't have questions, of bring gentlemen, I'll ask Nick Hammonds to step forward.
Good evening. Nick Hammonds, a principal with LMHT LLC, the developer. And so what I'd hope to do this evening is talk a little bit about the land uses around this property, specifically along Plantation Road, and then as you head east towards Route 1. And then I can talk a little bit more about the conceptual plan that was provided to you that Ring spoke of earlier. So starting at the recently improved intersection of Plantation Road, Cedar Grove Road, and Postal Lane, as you might recall, this is an intersection that was improved by DelDOT back in 2015. It is a fully signalized intersection that has full motion in all directions at this point and has worked quite well since the improvements were made. What I'll do is move south, starting with the west side of Plantation Road and talk through some of the land uses there. Right here you have a 4.5 plus or minus acre parcel, which was the subject of a recent B1 rezoning application. That application just recently came through and was approved. I think the intent for that land is for professional and medical office, likely in the 30 to 40,000 square foot range. Just south of that parcel and contiguous to it is 10 acres, which is part of a larger parcel that you see here. That 10 acres was the recent subject of a special use exception, which was approved. That special use exception was approved for a plus or minus 160,000 square foot 144-bed senior living facility. Continuing south on Plantation Road, the next commercial use that you'll see is the Plantation Park Professional and Medical Office Complex. That complex currently consists of one building, roughly 8,000 square feet of a mixture of, as I said, medical and professional office. At full build-out, it'll have roughly 24,000 square feet across three buildings on about 3.5 acres. Contiguous to that parcel, and as you head south, you have the Metropolitan Community Church of Rehoboth. About 300 feet south of that church property is the subject property before you this evening, which, as Gene and Ring stated, is 6 acres with the request for B1 neighborhood business zoning. Directly south of that parcel, and again contiguous, is the Sussex County Paramedic Station before you hit the intersection of Route 24 and Plantation Road. Briefly, on the east side of Plantation Road, you have primarily residential uses. The back up at the intersection of Postal Lane here, you have Idalot Estates, larger lot, single-family subdivision. As you move toward the Route 24 intersection, it becomes a bit more dense. You have Woods Cove, which is a condominium flat style dense community. And then you have the Summercrest community that Ring mentioned. That is a cluster subdivision, smaller lot, single family homes. At the intersection and heading east, I'd say that the most notable development as you move to the east is the BB Medical Campus that is on the south side of Route 24. You may also have seen, I believe it was the summer of 2017, BB announced a $180 million facility expansion to include two locations, one of which was this location on Route 24. The plan, or at least their initial plan, is to build a surgical center as well as some office to support that use. Continuing east, you have the Herola LLC property. That was the subject of a 2013 application for rezoning, 25 acres, and there's been many rumors of what will happen with that parcel over the years. That sits immediately behind the Rehoboth Mall. On the north side of 24, right here, there are five parcels that are zoned C1, owned by the Hudson family. They are, to this date, undeveloped. There has been a temporary sales center that NV Homes has occupied in the past on one or two of these parcels, but as I stated, much of this land is undeveloped at this point. As you continue to head east, there are a number of other commercial uses. You'll see Apple Electric's facility. There is the recently expanded Maplewood Dental Office. Point those out. There are a number of strip centers and retail uses as you get closer to Route 1 and that intersection. And then again on the south side of 24, another medical use, which is the Delaware Eye Institute property. So as you can see, there's been considerable commercial development in and around our property, and specifically on the west side of Plantation Road where our project is proposed. I'll touch briefly on the concept plan because I think Ring hit some of the high notes.
Mr. Hayes, very briefly on the concept plan. With our current ordinance, we don't need to dwell on that too much.
Okay. So as you can see, three buildings. We've received considerable interest in the property already from a number of different users. We've had some interest from a church-based successful local thrift store. We've had other interest from flex-type users, so think builder supply companies, plumbing fixture companies, where there would be a more retail use in the front side and storage of parts and such in the back. And then some of the strongest use, given what I stated about BB's expansion, has been from professional and medical office users that would benefit from BB's continued development out 24. So in closing, we've seen this 6 acres as a strong candidate for commercial development for some time now, especially as Gene mentioned, with the loss of the farming viability given the development around it. The proximity of this parcel to signalized intersections, so it's very close, obviously, to the Route 24 Plantation Road intersection, and as I mentioned, is just a bit south of the Plantation Road and Postal Lane intersection. We feel that the clustering of commercial development near signalized intersections is prudent and something that's frequently recommended by land use planners. This zoning will allow for a unified plan versus three individual plans coming in. It'll enable us to design once for all the utilities to include stormwater. And then lastly, I'd say as development in Rehoboth and Lewis continues to move west, we feel that Plantation Road is a strong option to serve these residents without them having the need to travel to Route 1.
Thank you.
Questions of Mr. Hatton? If not, gentlemen, that's about the size of the application. One thing that Nick did not point out is that the 10-acre assisted living facility he described was approved by the County Board of Adjustment in the second week of December 2017, and the medical office facility, the 4-acre facility, was approved by County Council in January of 2018. There is a lot going on here. Our position is that this site is appropriate for B1 zoning because that's the character and trend of development from Cedar Grove Road to Route 24. I don't know if you saw the Cape Gazette last week, but a brilliant local planner was quoted as saying the county should cluster commercial activity near signalized intersections. Here there are two, and as such, we find it compliant with the comprehensive plan and the draft comprehensive plan update without adverse impact on the character of the neighborhood or upon property values in the neighborhood. We'd be glad to field any questions you have.
Thank you, Mr. Byrd. Ms. Cornwell, if you can possibly put up the zoning overlay as the commissioners asked their questions so we can visually see what Mr. Hammonds was testifying to. We'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Mr. Wheely?
I don't have any questions. I understand the application.
Mr. Hudson?
The same way. I'm good.
I'm good as well. I will just say that you may want to check if this gets through the watchdog process, whether there's any buffering requirements on the Ag District or not. I think there may be.
There is.
Mr. Whitehouse?
I did have one very quick question. On the surrounding communities map that was presented, it was very comprehensive, but there appeared to be some colouring going on there, and there was some ordering of the uses. And I just thought there was no legend, and I was just asking for clarity on what is the colouring. It looked as if yellow was subdivisions, but I hadn't clocked the other colours.
Well, these, the ones that were on the digital were county overlays, right?
Yeah, this was a drawing.
Yes, gotcha.
There was some rhyme or reason to coloring. The yellow was residential. The blue was permitted commercial zonings. The orange was approved either conditional use or rezoning. The green happened to be proposed, and it's kind of an overlap. Things got approved while we were doing this presentation booklet. So there is somewhat of a rhyme or reason and the coloring of the words.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. And in the future, Mr. Lardner, you might want to follow the county's coloring sequence, and we wouldn't be confused. Ms. Cornwell? Sorry about that.
No,
bad timing. Mr. Robertson?
No questions, thanks.
Okay, Mr. Byrd, if you may take a seat nearby. Anyone here would like to speak in favor of change in zone number 1845? In favor. Anyone like to speak in opposition to change the zone 1845? Yes, sir. Please come forward.
Thank you. I've got a written statement for submission. This is basically the same.
Okay, it's the same thing.
Statement that I sent there.
We need your name and address.
I will certainly give you that. My name is Peter Schott. I live at 18831 Candy Harbor Cove, number 1404, which is in the Woods Cove area, which is within the 200 feet of the proposed zoning change. Even though I am vice president of the Woods Cove Homeowners Association, we haven't taken an official position on it. So the statement I give is my own feeling about the development. Let me begin by saying, since it was unclear until today what was being planned for the site, and they actually don't know what's going to be there, we are not ready to file any kind of formal objection to it, but we do want some clarification. I note that the letter sent to us, and this is one of my pet peeves, refers to Plantations Road. It's Plantation Road, and one of my pet peeves is that people use the wrong name for that road, but that's minor. But it is perplexing that developers seem to get it wrong. I also want to note that as hard as I searched, I did not see on that site any notice of this hearing. And
Mr. Shaw, you didn't see a sign or anything?
No sign at all.
We have had some difficulty, I understand. I was on vacation for a month, but with the snowstorms and the snowplows and all the things going out, we've lost a number of signs. So I assure you they were placed, but with the weather activities, we've had some that were snow plowed away or wind blown away, or et cetera.
I was fortunate to be out of town during a snowstorm.
Yes, I was. Very fortunate.
I was,
yes.
Myself. And,
since then,
I have not seen any signs, so I can't say that at some point there was not a sign.
I think our staff generally plants them and pulls them, but they don't maintain them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have evidence that it was actually planted, but again, with the amount of snow, it could have gotten covered in snow.
Well, listen, I had 4x8 signs taken out by snow plows. I'm sure that little 18x24 that the office uses didn't stand a chance.
No, I'm really happy I was gone for that. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Since we've moved to Woods Cove, which is a little bit over 3 years ago, we have noticed already an increase in traffic on the road as people have discovered that Plantation Road can be an alternative to Route 1, especially in the summer. I mean, we cannot get out of our development. We also have had at least 3 medical-related facilities built on the road, as was alluded to today, causing a further increase in traffic. The applicant states that they believe the amount of traffic for whatever development is used for could be as few as 50 cars, but it could be a lot more. But a true traffic study was not, as they said, was not really necessary. If it is a neighborhood business district and used for a strip mall, it is unrealistic to think that only 50 cars a day would use the space. It would probably be failed businesses. If an additional entrance is added at that site, which would be required, it will slow traffic in both directions, and right now there are approximately 10,000 units which need to have access to Plantation Road, plus all the medical facilities. And this piece of land abuts the EMT, the county EMT response center, so there are emergency vehicles which do need access to Plantation Road. It is also next to land which a lot of snow geese are on, and other than snow, it's the only other time we have white on our land. I also wish to express a concern that the more trees we take down, and the trees are already down there, the more agricultural lands we lose, and the more we pave over where grass once was, we increase the chance of flooding. And we already have several areas on Plantation Road which flood regularly. It is also next, I said the snow geese. It would make sense, it seems to me, for us to know for sure what that land was really going to be used for before you guys move forward on it. So I basically want to know, you know, they're saying they think some businesses are going to be there. It'd be nice to know what businesses are there, because
I stated in the previous application and the current ordinance under the change of zone, site span specific is not part of that discussion. It's actually just a land use decision. Mm-hmm. Is the zoning appropriate or not?
Mm-hmm. So that is my statement.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Anyone else in opposition to this application? Seeing no one rise, anyone else on the commission have any questions?
Oh,
I'm sorry. Is someone?
I thought he was rising to speak. Never mind.
No, that's okay. We're in no hurry here. My vacation is just extended by a night. Mr. Whitehouse?
No, thank you.
Smith? Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Mr. Roberts?
None, thanks.
Hearing none, we're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us if we act on this application tonight, or you may call the office in the morning.